Well, I was basically, we're in traffic, heavy traffic, we're on our way to a gig that we're playing on the Isle of Wight with our band, the Railing Stains, and basically I'm watching this plane doing, you know, I'm like quite a fan of planes and stuff, so I'm watching it from the window. I'm basically hanging out of the window in the passenger seat and watching this plane do a loop, you know, right over our heads. And as it's coming down and pulling out of the loop, I notice it's going very low, but, you know, it's not at that point anything to worry about. And it felt like, you know, watching a movie or something, very surreal. And it looked like it was on our tail, like it could have been in a war movie, like it was about to strafe us. That's how it was bearing on us, on our car. And then I just see it go solo. I realise, it's, hey, this isn't right. And it just smashed within a second onto the road. So my heart goes out to all the people that were on this road and had to witness this, and even more the people that actually were hit and their families, particularly.
Did you see the plane hit the cars, Jasper?
I saw everything happening, and I don't want to start something, you know, if this hasn't been officially confirmed, but that's what it looked like to me, that it hit the road. And we basically got away with the luckiest escape of our lives, because two cars behind us were definitely hit, if not by the plane directly, at least by the fireball and the debris that were being shooting off and overtaking our car as well. Luckily, we're in the right-hand lane, and this plane seems to have landed crashed onto the left-hand lane. And that's, by the grace of God, how we got away with it.
There are reports, Jasper, that the pilot was pulled out of the plane. Did you see anything?
We, of course, when I watched this happen in behind us, I was lost for words and actually braced for impact, as I expected. So definitely we'd had it as well, that this plane, obviously travelling at great speed, would carry on its momentum with the burning wreckage and hit our car as well. So I couldn't even speak to my friends, my band members, and the band with us, in the car with us, to sort of warn them. I just couldn't. I just braced for impact. And luckily, when they saw the fireball overtake us, they just put the foot down in the car. The driver, steward, just put his foot down, and we were out of there. So I didn't watch anything after that. We were too shocked.
Yeah.
And we didn't think we'd be able to do any good anyway, because none of us are trained.
Just to get an idea, Jasper, and I'm sorry to do this to you as somebody who's clearly in shock. Any indication of how many cars have been hit? Would you know?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. We just don't know. But I would say a minimum of 4 to 6 cars by the size of the fireball and watching the impact as it happened. So. I don't know how to feel about this myself. It's my birthday, so it should be the luckiest day, really, and the luckiest escape. But I feel very sad for the victims of this. So.
And have you seen any survivors from those cars as yet?
We just put a foot down. We didn't. We were still thinking we were going to get hit by this fireball, so we just sped out of the situation. And then when we realised we made it all right, we just sort of, we couldn't turn back. We were on a single direction dual carriageway. So we just carried on driving in a state of shock.